You are back with The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. This morning, Kauai Mayor Derek Kawakami talked with us about his preference that travel restrictions be tightened for his island. This comes as Governor David Ige has tried to clarify the statewide mask policy and tightened up on the pretest safe travels program by mandating that those headed to Hawaii have a negative COVID-19 test result in hand. Here's Mayor Kawakami.
As far as the mask mandate, you know, you can nitpick something to death, but I always say uniformity and simplicity is key. And so despite people finding flaws on it, it makes our operation a lot easier to have one uniform statewide mask mandate. The only missing link is the ability for our law enforcement officers to be able to just issue citations rather than have to make arrests and have that tied up in the court system. So I know the legislature had indicated they're not looking at going into a special session. You know, that's their call. They have to weigh out to what level of importance the issue rises because there is a cost associated with it. But, you know, I think from the County of Kauai's perspective, it does warrant and it has merit to go into special session considering that, you know, we're so close to turning the corner and having some sort of ability to enforce in a much simpler way would help our operation significantly.
And what's the latest COVID count on your island?
The numbers between Department of Health and their reporting versus our reporting. Our reporting is in real time. It includes all the counts. I don't want to give a wrong number, so I'm gonna avoid that one. But I'll give you these numbers. Since the opening of travel on October 15th, we've had 43 travel-related positives. We have 4 travel-associated positives, meaning close contact to somebody had traveled, and only 6 are what we would consider community transmission because, for whatever reason, you know, either the investigation came back inconclusive, so they put that in that bucket, or been picked up somewhere else. So that is significant, and I think that's why when Kauai asks for a mandatory second test, we should not be bucketed with the rest of the state. You know, you hear the lieutenant governor making comments, and that may apply to other counties, but for the county of Kauai, we're in a unique situation where a bulk of our cases are travel related. So we should mitigate and intervene on where we're finding these cases. And, you know, it's a 3-day quarantine. You get a second rapid test. And, you know, Kauai was proactive as far as working with resorts to create sort of a resort bubble so that these guests are not quarantined for 3 days in their hotel rooms, but they have the access to the entire property. And if anybody's been to some of the resorts on Kauai, the entire property is an experience in and of itself, so it's not that bad of a deal, but it still maintains a higher level of safety for the public at large. So, you know, our rules that we propose may not be applicable statewide, although I do think it is of statewide importance. When you take a look at the numbers on the mainland and Los Angeles having to lock down and many of the states and cities moving towards that and mandating quarantines and curfews, and these people are flying here to Hawaii, we also believe that the cost of that second test should be passed on to the visitors. I know the governor had some hesitancy to make visitors pay. You know, it's very expensive to keep Kauai safe and beautiful, and that's why these travelers are coming here, because we are one of the safest places in the world, but there's a huge cost, and visitors during this pandemic should carry the load of some of that cost. It shouldn't be borne on the backs of just our working men and women that live here, work here and play here on a day-to-day on Kauai. You know, that's been our position from the beginning. And we'll continue to apply, pressure is not the good word, but we'll continue to advocate for our position.
My understanding is that the reason why there are concerns about expanding it statewide is just the lack of supplies that we might burn through those tests, you know, and then we go back to this whole thing of, okay, well then, do we simplify this and make one message? So, you know, how do you carve out Kauai and not include everybody else?
Simply, I mean, you know, from the beginning, we've carved out Kauai on many different fronts. We've the only county that had curfews. All of our rules don't necessarily align, and you know, for Kauai, there's more restrictions. And as far as burning through supplies, it is, you know, it is a law of supply and demand. And we're not talking about, you know, the PCR tests. We're talking about rapid, you know, antigen tests similar to the Abbott testing that was done earlier. So it's one of those things that the entire world has to measure. I mean, people on the mainland are having a hard time getting a test to travel because those testing resources and the labs are being prioritized for people that are getting sick. So the law of supply and demand always kicks in. Just to be straightforward about it, it is what it is. Until we get ramped up production of limited resources that we're all fighting for, it's going to be a challenge to travel for leisure. That's not something I can control.
You know, the governor's taking quite a bit of heat for considering the views of the various mayors.
Oh, we all get criticized. We signed up for this. You have to embrace it. We're not going to make everybody happy. And, you know, that's what leadership is. Most times when people in leadership positions or even people in their own households, whenever they're making the right decision, it's not usually a popular one. And so, you know, take it with a grain of salt, learn from it. We're going to make some mistakes. And I think criticism is what keeps us sharp. You know, it makes us deeper thinkers. It makes us weigh out the perspective of other people that might not be aligned with us philosophically, but we have to at least try to look through the lens of people that are opposed to our positions. But at the end of the day, you know, the people of Kauai entrusted me to put me in a leadership position. I have to do what I feel is right as mayor. And the governor was elected by the people of the state of Hawaii to be placed in a leadership position. And he has to make decisions that he thinks are the best decisions, despite the criticism. You have to be able to walk through fire.
He has required a negative test prior to passengers getting on the plane to come over to Hawaii.
It's a good call. I mean, if I was flying on a plane or if I was a flight attendant, I surely would want to make sure that before people are boarding a plane that they have at least a negative test result, which is not 100% bulletproof, but it's a good prerequisite. And based on, you know, our case count, you know, 27 of our 43 travel-related cases had negative pre-travel tests. 24 of them from the mainland, 3 inter-island. So 27 out of 43 travel-related cases had a negative test result but tested positive. 12 of them had positive pre-travel tests after they arrived on Kauai. So 12 of them didn't get the test results back on time, boarded a plane, landed on Kauai, and then the test results came after the fact. And, you know, that's a long plane ride from the mainland over here. As a society, you know, we care about everybody. As soon as they land on Kauai, I consider them one of ours, that, you know, we're going to take care of them. You know, you take a look at the majority of our ocean safety rescues, you know, it's visitors. The majority where we have to send firefighters into harm's way to rescue people on trails that they shouldn't have been hiking on in weather that they shouldn't have been hiking in, they're visitors. And we put our people in harm's way to take care of everybody. We don't differentiate. And so when somebody gets sick on Kauai, it's a concern because we've got 9 ICU beds. If we got to get them to one of those beds, they're going to get a bed. But what does that leave for our own local people that may need access to that? So, you know, we have a different situation on Kauai. I don't think you can cookie cutter and make it uniform. And at the end of the day, I got to be allowed to operate as a mayor and govern this island.
What about the inter-island travel aspect of that?
You know, travel in general is a concern during this place and time. But for inter-island travel, and even for mainland travel, realize that, you know, many families are trying to get back home, or many families are trying to just get reunited. Many of them have to travel for healthcare needs. But as far as inter-island travel, you know, people should take extreme precautions while they're traveling. And when they arrive at their destination, they should really take proactive steps to avoid getting any of their loved ones potentially ill, they themselves getting potentially ill, or just getting random people as they move out and about from getting ill. So just during this period of time, you know, the best line of defense that people can have is if everybody's wearing a mask, because now we know that it not only protects other people, but it provides at least a barrier of protection for the wearer of the mask as well. They shouldn't get too up close and personal with other people. They should maintain some distance. And, of course, at all possible, they should, to the best of their ability, avoid larger gatherings, especially gatherings that are indoors where circulation is poor.
We are hearing health officials recommend that people not travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. And, you know, you just know people are going to.
You cannot control people's personal behavior. You can only guide them and suggest. And, you know, when it comes down to it, it's all about trust, you know, and that is the foundation of our operation here on Kauai and why I feel that we've been relatively successful. Even though the mask wearing numbers shows Kauai to be the lowest, I mean, what do you expect? We've had months and months of zero to a handful of cases, you know, one, two cases, and then followed by weeks of no cases. People are going to relax. And all I have to say is that, you know, that's why we communicate clearly on a regular basis. We give them the real-time numbers as we get it. As soon as we can identify the source or point of infection, whether it's travel-related or community spread, we try to get as much information to our people because, you know, at the end of the day, what we're asking everybody to do is change their behavior for a prolonged period of time and make sacrifices for a prolonged period of time. And if you cannot maintain trust, it's hard to get people to comply. And that's what we try to do on Kauai, is to be transparent and maintain that public trust.
Do you think you're going to call for even tighter restrictions on the numbers of people that gather?
You know, so that is a point of discussion that we had within our incident management team. You know, right now, based on our numbers, even though the next tier is restriction on group size and youth sports, we're not seeing the number of cases coming from gatherings or from youth sports. So it's hard to restrict those type of activities. We hope to be much more surgical as far as our restrictions, not like the first go around where we had to really quickly just shut it down with one broad sweep of the axe. Just right now we're trying to take a look at good data, good information, and make adjustments that's pertinent to the situation at hand. So I have to say that we hope to not have to impact group sizes. That depends on what the numbers tell us. But, you know, we'd much rather go towards the activity that's causing the outbreaks. And right now for Kauai, it's travel related.
And as we see more visitors return to the popular spots across the state, you know, there has been some pushback on different islands, you know, where the residents don't want to see just hordes of cars coming down the narrow roadways into isolated areas. What's your take on that?
That's where you got to make quick pivots on what the visitor industry is going to look like. You know, that sort of scenario is the erosion of our quality of life, right? We all need the visitor industry to be healthy and robust, but it does bring its consequences as well. And for Kauai, traffic is one of them. And, you know, we've seen it, we felt it, and we also know what it looks like to make those adjustments. When we had the floods in on Kauai in 2018, you know, we were able to quickly work with state parks, the Department of Transportation, and the private nonprofit sector through the Hanalei Initiative, and we were able to help fund the Hanalei Initiative's North Shore Shuttle. State Parks was able to quickly move on rules that were sitting and getting dusty on a shelf for years and impose rules at KA Beach Park. So they were able to limit the amount of parking. You have to make a reservation. And if you cannot get a designated parking stall, you're required to take a shuttle. So it's brought about some balance into that area, and that needs to be applied island-wide, which is much more challenging when you think about the scale. But those are type of things that can be adjusted, and oftentimes there's no better time to do it than during a disaster, because it forces you to change your behavior, it forces you to evolve, and you cannot let a good disaster go to waste.
And we certainly are in disaster recovery mode. That was Mayor Derek Kawakami talking to us this morning about travel restrictions and trying to keep all of us safe.